Hello, Logic friends. This is Amanda Elliott for episode number 53, NAB 2024 recap. We hung out by the pool, caught up with Fred and Stefan on the NAB showroom floor, and I also got to spend some time up in the Palazzo suite to get the inside scoop about the masterclasses that were offered this year. So join me as I bring my mic around NAB and mingle with the other flame artist friends. You want to learn more? Hit up the Logic forum or just come join us next year. And now, a word from our sponsors. If you would like anything that Boris Effects has to offer, including synthesizers, you can save 15% with our new affiliate links by going to logic.tv/BorisEffects. Logic Academy Pro. Learn, connect, advance with Autodesk Flame. Check out logicacademypro.com to see the amazing educational offers that we have. Hey, it's Logic. We're at the Palazzo. I'm just walking around bugging all the flame artists today. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Bernd, and I'm from Hamburg, Germany.
When did you fly here?
I arrived here on Friday, and I started it Friday, but it had been like a 30-hour trip.
30 hours?
Yes, it was heavy.
30-hour flight.
I'm so glad I'm here. No.
Oh my gosh. How have you been doing so far?
I walked the strip, it was okay. And from now on, I'm at a Logic Flame Party at the suite and here, and it's great.
Good. So, what's on the roster for today for you? I mean, we're at the pool party right now, but what do you got going around the rest of the day?
So, we're going to the NAB because it is the NAB, so we should go there. Just let's see who's there. Probably more new screens and cameras, and then we will go back to the Logic party at the suite.
Oh, that's right! It's tonight.
It is tonight, yeah.
Oh, I still look forward to that.
And tomorrow is another NAB day, and we're going to the B&H party. And sadly, on Tuesday I have to leave to Germany again.
Oh.
So it was like a 4-day trip.
Yeah, well, enjoy the time while you're here. Cool. Awesome. Thanks, man. So what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Mark Wellington from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Woohoo!
I'm a flame guy. I own a small boutique.
Ooh, what's the name of it?
CMG. Creative Media Group in Indianapolis.
When did you get here?
Saturday night.
Oh, gotcha. What have you been doing since then besides this awesome pool party?
Did the pool party. Last night we had a big dinner for a lot of the... people were helping out on the Logic suite, so we had dinner last night and then went and hung out at the suite, played some pool, drank some stuff, hung out, and then I went to bed. So we had breakfast this morning somewhere.
Yeah.
And at some Italian restaurant. Now we're here at the pool hanging out.
Is there anything that you're looking forward to seeing at NAB?
Mostly hanging out in the Logic suite and doing some of the classes.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's happening like all day.
Yes.
Monday and Tuesday.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. I'm really stoked about that too.
So yeah, I've got some meetings with some vendors for flame and hardware and monitors and stuff like that. So otherwise... mostly that I've not met hardly, well, until now I hadn't met a lot of these people in person that I see all the every weekend on the Logic Lives.
Yeah, I was going to say, we also see you in Discord too a lot.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, in Discord, but not in person, so it's real nice to meet everybody in person. But a screen to a face.
Or username to a face.
Yeah, so it's great to meet and hang and not always talk about work. Learn about who people are that you work with. So.
Yeah, it's good to get to know people too. That's why I like how we're like hanging out here by the pool too.
Yeah.
So how many times have you been to NAB?
I've been to NAB about, I'd say 15 times, but I haven't been since 16 years ago. I had gone for a long time before that, but then I decided I didn't want to go anymore because at that time Autodesk had bought Discrete and then they kind of shut down their booths and things, and so there was no need for me to come out, and there wasn't as strong as a user group as there is now. But now, especially since COVID, with everybody working remotely, we've actually worked with each other a lot more.
Yeah.
And so it's more beneficial to come out, hang with everybody, keep the community strong.
When are your classes on Monday and Tuesday?
They're all Tuesday, and I have three on Tuesday starting at 11 a.m. and then I got a one and a two. So I'm in with Kyle for one, Sinan for another, and
we're talking about the classes. Yeah, that's cool. I look forward to it. Are you looking forward to walking the floor too?
A little bit. I went over there earlier today because I had to get my VIP badge for the B&H party. Because you know that's why I'm here. Go to all the parties.
Aren't we all?
Free drinks and food. There you go. But yeah, I'll go over Monday to walk the floor because I've got a meeting, like I told you, with different vendors to extend my flame licenses and all that stuff.
Nice. That's cool, man. Well, party hard, man.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Hello. My name is Brooks Tomlinson. I'm from Detroit, which rocks. And just hanging out at the poolside with all these lovely people, talking about flame, talking about everything in between.
When did you get here? Actually, what day is it today? Today's Sunday, right?
Yeah, I got here Saturday morning, really early, like 9 a.m. And then been helping set up for the things. And looking forward to all the events have been really fun so far. And so looking forward to the chill party that we're going to have later this evening. It's a really sweet suite. It's got a pool table, like plenty of seating and TVs, and looking forward to that. They're on the 47th floor, so it's got a pretty cool view of the sphere, too. So it seemed like it was looking at me every time I looked at it.
That's right. A lot of people have been talking about this. So what is it? It's 1 o'clock right now. It's on a Sunday. We're poolside. We're at the Palazzo. We're just chilling. And then I think we're going to go see someone speak at 2:30. Is that
what? Yeah, we're going to see Stefan do his little demo at 2:30. And so it was kind of funny because Jeff was like, I'm going to go do this. And I was like, hey, you know what? I want to go do that with you. And then someone else was like, hey, yeah, I want to do that. And now, like, we're all going. So, like, it became this thing, like, we're trying to figure out how to get Ubers to get there and, like, organize because, like, it's like herding cats.
Absolutely.
And then we usually would go in London before to make our London tour. So then it's a good week and a half.
So do I need to tell my name? How do I start that?
We know you. We hear your accent. We know who you are immediately. Good. It's like we hear you talking. Press, we're like, we know exactly
record,
who that is.
We'll make it difficult in post.
So how has your NAB been so far?
Great NAB. A lot of great people coming at the show. We are happy to see people are back to trade shows. It's important because that's the moment we can, you know, face-to-face. I mean, Zoom meeting is okay, but face-to-face is way better. So people come at the booths, can see the demo, ask good questions about the new features. They're curious to know, you know, how is going to be my life tomorrow when I'm going to be upgrading to 2025 release.
Yep.
So that's great. So yeah, we're quite happy about that.
Yeah. What's been your favorite thing so far about 2025?
It's a big mixture of infrastructure, user-facing technology, so user can use it, customize it. The preferences have been reworked. The new lens distortion, match grain capabilities. I mean, to me, it's a very nice recipe with multiple ingredients that, you know, bring something together. So for the various either flame artists, finishing artists, visual effects, and even system integrator and sysadmin can find something for them. So it's a good mix for everybody.
Have you been showing many demos? And then also, what kind of stuff have you been showing on the demos?
So we've shown many demos at the booth. So I'm showing mainly the infrastructure capabilities since I take care of them. So Fred takes care of the lens distort, the match grain. I know these, but he's way better than me because he designed them, right? So one of my favorite feature, in fact, in 2025 is the NDI 6 support, the 10-bit thing, which is big because very often you're going to have to send your stream to a producer, you know, remote, and they want to see the high quality of your work. Mm-hmm. So being able to access 10-bit over internet is very, very cool.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yay, we found Fred. Very excited to see you. So how did the demos go today?
It's going pretty well. I think the direction is very positive. Like the tools that we're showing were based on validation that we've done before with users, based on the feedbacks on the forum, on flame feedback. So we were pretty confident that, like, those were good choices for many artists. Maybe not all, but for a good bunch of them. And the response is great so far. So a lot of good discussions.
Good. What were some of the things that you? What were some of the things that you went over today?
What we showed?
Yes.
Yeah, so we showed mainly the new tools that we have, so the match grain, the lens distortion, and the estimate node. And we're also talking about some of other features that we have that are not really easy, let's say, to demo, but everything about the centralized components and the flame user profile, which could be like a shock to some people, but we're taking the time to explain what we're trying to achieve, the benefits of it. Of course, if there are some drawbacks at some point, we're gonna adjust, but we're trying to, at least we have the time to explain to people why we did it and like what it is doing in the end.
That's nice. Yeah, you showed me a demo a little bit earlier, and Jeff Kyle too. So thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's interesting. So we can have a look. It's in between, in fact, HP and Dell. So if you come see us, you will see it.
So we are on the 47th floor of the Palazzo for the Logic After Dark party. There's a room on the right for the master classes. It's all day Monday and Tuesday. It's taught by some of the best in the biz. We got like Jeff Kyle, Brian Bailey, Sanan Varal, Randy McEntee, and Andy Milkus. They're teaching connect and conform, tracking techniques, image node, rig removal, and stabilizing techniques. And there's only a maximum of 6 people per class, so this is really cool. As soon as you walk in here, there's a nice big couch. They got a little setup over here and a big TV, so that works in this room right here. This is nice. Ooh. So I'll be back here tomorrow. We're going to talk about all the things that's going on with the master classes, and I'll be able to see what everything else is going on about. So Fred and Stefan just did a great presentation talking about Lens Distort and Grain Match Node and a bunch of other cool features. If you want to know more, you just have to come to NAB. But seriously, you can just wait a little bit, and you can come check out 2025 and see all the cool features that they were just talking about. So where's Brian Bailey? I said I was going to bug him today, so I'm going to go bug him. What's a little sneak peek about what you're going to be teaching in the next couple days?
I have two classes I'm doing. One is image node, color workflow. I've been doing a lot of color work and finishing at the same time. So I'm not going to necessarily like talk about how the image node works, but just things I've picked up along the way, getting things done faster, using clients' references, stuff like that. The other class is, at the very last minute, the clients say, ooh, we need to remove that logo, or, you know, change this color on this background thing. So it's about doing those last minute, we got to fix this really quick,
gotcha,
kind of cleanup stuff.
Nice. And so you have 2 classes on Monday and 2 on Tuesday?
Yes.
And what times are those ones at?
I think both days is the image node, the workflow, color workflow is 12 o'clock.
Okay.
The last minute cleanup is 4 p.m.
Nice. I look forward to those tomorrow. I'm going to come here tomorrow and I want to check you guys out too.
Cool.
Did you get a chance to walk on the floor today?
I've not been to the floor.
Are you going
to
try and go tomorrow?
I just flew in.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Oh, you just flew in today?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm going to do my first class tomorrow and then go see the floor and then come back over. So I'm not, I don't even know what I need to look at on the floor.
Oh, there's lots of cool stuff on the floor. We were in the central hall today, and then we also walked around the west hall today, I believe,
yeah,
too. Because we went and we saw Fred and Stefan, they did a demo earlier,
yeah,
too, which is really cool. And I'm going to bug them again tomorrow as well.
Cool.
Yeah, so that'll be fun, too.
Good.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thanks so much. I look really forward to bugging you tomorrow and see what the classes are about.
Awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. What a morning today. What is today? Today's Monday. It's the first day of the master classes. I'm at the Palazzo. It's the 47th floor. Hanging out here. There's a class going on. I think Sanan Varal is doing a class right now. And when those people come out, I'm going to ask them how their class went. This is really cool. I like the structure that we got going on this year. We have the classes that are running from 10 to, what is it, 4 or 5, something in the afternoon. And then we can go to the showroom floor for a couple hours. Hello, Mr. Andy Milkus. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Oh, it's Tuesday. It's around like 10:30 a.m. And you've got some classes today. What class do you have today?
Sure. My class is all about different stabilizing techniques to make your beauty and cleanup work that much easier.
Ooh, What's one key point that you want everyone to take away from these classes today?
Oh, sure. Is that find that anything you can do to make your workflow more efficient just makes you that much more flexible for one of two things. Mm-hmm. The changes that are going to come, it's inevitable, mm-hmm. right? And then that like downward pressure that we're always facing of budget, of money and time.
Yeah.
So anything that you can do to make your work more efficient and make your you know, saves you time and therefore can make you more profitable, but it also gives you increased flexibility to handle the, you know, the unknowns that are just, you know, that they're there, they're just lurking around the corner.
Ooh, I like it. All right, I'm looking forward to talking to other people and seeing how your class went today. So thank you so much.
Me too. I hope that they'll be like, Andy who?
All right, thank
this
you, Andy.
The most unstable individual here, teaching a stabilizing class.
Awesome, look forward to it. Thank you, Andy.
Thanks, Amanda.
Be profitable. And then I also want to maximize the investment I've made in my hardware and everything. So, you know, the more efficiently I can work, the more I can pump through this, the longer it'll be relevant and valid for me. So I've been kind of going on a state.
Today's Monday. Oh my gosh. It's Monday the 15th?
Tax day.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I hope you did your taxes. Let's hope so. How are you, Ted Stanley?
I'm good.
Have you walked the showroom floor yet?
I have been on the floor for a couple hours yesterday. I would love to spend more time at the convention, but my time here is short.
Oh.
So I only got to see the lower South Hall, but I think that's where most of my interest lies.
Where the good stuff's at.
Where the good stuff. Stuff I care about that affects me, yeah.
Nice, nice. So you just got out of one of the classes, and that was Andy's class, right?
Yes, Andy's class in 2D and 3D stabilization techniques.
Nice. What did you like about it?
Ooh, I liked all of it. Mm-hmm. Andy's a great teacher and a great speaker, and so he's good at breaking things down and making things easy to understand.
For the most part.
The crinkling water bottle, I thought, might ruin the audio.
No, it gives for the ambiance of what's going on in the room, right? Yeah. At the palazzo, when we're in the suites.
Live.
Yes, that's the thing. It's very live. Yes. That's what we do. So you enjoyed the class?
Yes, I liked Andy's class. He went over a variety of techniques, both like from single point to planar to 3D, that can make our lives easier.
Nice. That's really good.
For the stuff we do every day, like the bread and butter of our job, not like the once-in-a-lifetime shots, like every day, this helps us.
Gotcha. All right, well, thank you so much. I'm glad you enjoyed the class.
Yeah, thanks.
We're here with Jeff Kyle. How has your NAB been so far?
So far, amazing. As always. And when I say always, I mean my second time, because I went last year and I went this year, and man, I'm going to come as many years as I can because it's so much fun. I think I told you this last year, and here I am saying it again. It's all about the people. I love just seeing the developers that we work with so closely on the beta. I love seeing the Mocha team that I work with once in a while. It's just great to put, you know, in person face to name and talk to them, and they listen, and I love that. And I love seeing all the Logic people in person, because I don't see too many of them in person too often aside from user groups. So it's great. It's so wonderful.
Well, that's so great to hear. I'm glad you're enjoying it in your second year. And you're also teaching some master classes while you're here. So can you give a little description about the class that you've been teaching?
Yeah, I love that. It's so much fun because it's so different from what I'm used to. I'm used to tutorial world where I get to have full control of everything. I make it perfect. It's a little bit more stressful in the in-person classroom setting because they're here and you have a limited time with them and you got to get through everything and you can't just pause and get rid of that section. You got to keep. So that's challenging, but I'm loving it. I get to expand upon my Connected Conform tutorial series I did so long ago because I've kind of changed a few things and some things have changed and I've expanded a little bit of the workflow to include publishing thanks to Josh Lawrence and all of his amazing publishing teachings. So it's really just an expansion, like what I did before, what I'm doing now, and how it's changed and how it works, how publishing works into everything, and how to do some kind of like advanced batch manipulation to accommodate some of the crazy things that we have to deal with in the commercial world. And then my second course is really geared toward that person who knows about Mocha, knows about SynthEyes, but has never really dived in. It's a very quick, cursory like glimpse into how to get in, how to work in those two programs, and then how to get that stuff into Flame for like simple tracking stuff. We're not going too deep. We're just kind of getting you in there on your first day in each of those programs. And I think it's digestible enough to work, and I think it's good.
That's good. There were some people that came out of your class yesterday and had some really good things to say about it too, so that's good.
Oh, really?
And then so besides your classes that you're teaching, what are some classes that you've been taking and some good things that you've taken from those classes?
Yeah, I haven't been to too many yet. Today is actually the day that I'm going, my Logic day, where I go to some classes. As the Logic photographer, a perk of that responsibility is I get to sit on some of those classes. So I take some photos for a couple minutes, and then I get to sit in the class for the rest, which is great. But, oh man, the two classes I've done, I've walked away with so many nuggets. Oh my God, the perspective grid class with Sinan was life-changing. I've been using the perspective grid a little bit more recently thanks to some chats with Richard Betts. He showed me how to do a couple things, but nice. Sinan has kind of taken that to the next level in some ways. He, man, everyone went crazy. He shows some, not to go too deep because you'll have to see it, but he does some crazy, like, quasi camera track with the perspective grid, which blew everybody's mind. That was nice. So cool. And then I just finished right now at this very second with Brian Bailey the image node and how to grade in Flame. And it's funny because I've done two tutorials on the image node, but man, we are always learning. I learned like six or seven things from Brian Bailey. It's nice. Like I know this node. I just finished grading a feature film, so I'm no stranger to the image node. I learned some things that really could have been useful. It's funny, you're always saying the same thing. I learned some things that could have been really useful to know just last week. Oh my God. So yeah, I'm having a blast with these classes.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you.
I will make a new layer with our X-splines here, and it's nice and smooth, and it's creating.
So, Chris, how was the class with Jeff? How did that go?
It was great. Jeff is really great to learn from. He has a lot of great information.
What were a couple takeaways that you took from that class?
Well, I haven't really used Mocha too much because you had to use the interface by getting out of Flame and back into it. Mm-hmm. So now it's a lot more connected to Flame. And just having a user interface, we can just dive in, do the stuff, and get back, made me think that Mocha is something I got to use in my process.
Have you used it a lot before or at all?
I used it a little bit in the past, 5 or 6 years ago, but then stuck with the planar tracker in Flame. Mm-hmm. But now that it's so... easy to use in Flame, I'm probably going to use a lot more.
Yeah, so you're probably going to use a lot more in future projects, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Nice. All right, cool. Well, thank you so much, Chris.
Absolutely. Thank you.
This is a spot I recently did. I got an offline. I have conformed, and I have all my raw camera clips.
Hey, Sinan, so you taught a class earlier today, but so you just took a class a little bit ago from Brian, right?
Yeah.
And which one was that one?
He was... going over the image node, the timeline. So how you connect the sources, the sources sequence, as well as connected segments on the sources, and how the green image node worked versus the blue image node on the timeline, and how the selectives work with G masks. And I learned a lot, like small little details that I didn't know, which are like game changers.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, cool. I love watching other Flame artists work because you know the stuff, but the way someone works and the small details that they have mastered, and it says, oh my God, how didn't I know that before? It's just great.
That's cool. Sounds like you learned a lot of stuff in there, so
yeah,
that's good.
Definitely.
Nice. And then so earlier you taught a class as well, right?
Yes, Perspective Grid.
Perspective Grid. Yeah. Cool. What's a little description about like how you were teaching that class or like some stuff that you went over through in that class?
Well, the Perspective Grid, how it's the perspective surface, how it relates to the bilinear surface, which is the old way of doing it. And the Perspective Grid, its usages in 2D stabilization paint and destabilization, as well as the 3D usage of the Perspective Grid as a very simple object tracker.
Nice.
So I showed how a single Perspective Grid could be used, or how two Perspective Grids could be used to stabilize two images together, and then introduce the stabilization, destabilization again to make them look, they were shot together. And also like downstream perspective grids one after the other, and how that creates a hierarchy in action, like one perspective grid on top of the other to save some action resampling issues.
Gotcha.
That's a little bit confusing, but
We gotta take the class to find out. Nice. Did you get any questions about like what's the difference between using that and maybe just like a regular 2D tracker, like 4-point tracker or stuff like that?
Yes, we talked about that as well. I mean, Perspective Grid does allow you to do a 4-point track versus a planar track, and we talked about the differences of those as well, as well as bilinear versus perspective surface tracking.
Nice, nice. And so do you have any classes tomorrow that you're teaching as well?
I have the Perspective Grid again tomorrow, and in the afternoon I'll be teaching the expressions.
Nice, nice. Okay, cool. All right, thank you so much. What is today? Is it Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Beautiful Tuesday here at the Palazzo.
Project setup. These are all like live projects. I worked on them. These are the actual shots that were in the project.
So you just got done with the class with Sinan right now. Yeah. And then, so without giving away a little bit too much, what did you like about the class?
So for me, and the reason why I came to any of the classes today, and I have two more, is because, you know, I've been doing this a very long time, and sometimes you just get set in your ways, or it's not even always set in your ways, it's just you know how to do something. And then a new feature comes in, and it might not be a revolution, but it's an improvement.
Okay.
But you already know how to do something, so you're like, I don't need to learn that. And that was the case with the Perspective Grid. Is I just like, I have the bilinear 4-point tracking, I'm good.
Yeah.
So this just shows the newer way, an alternative way that's useful. It's like topping up, it's almost like a check on myself. Is there any, you know, I can, if I'm a little overconfident, let me just see what else is out there. And so that's why I'm here.
I like it. You said, so you're going to be doing another class though too?
Two more.
Cool. Are you going to be going on the showroom floor today too?
No, I did that yesterday.
You did it yesterday. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, well, thank you so much. I'm glad you came out to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to say that I said that right.
That's okay.
So that was cool. So you just got done with the master class with Sanon, right?
Yes, it was about the Perspective Grid.
Cool. What did you like about it? Without giving away a little bit too much about it, but what is it that you like about the class?
It was two things. Let's say three things. Normally, I just didn't use it because I was like, yeah, why should I use it? I don't know what it even is. So just give it a try.
Yeah, okay.
And I like it that we can use it for basic bread and butter retouches. Because normally I just would use two 2D trackers. And I can just use one Perspective Grid to do the same.
Nice. That's
and cool. He also showed some advanced stuff. Oh, we can use it to fake like a CGI 3D pack shot. We have the 3D camera and the Perspective Grid.
Yeah.
And I think I will try at home to rebuild it.
Yeah.
And maybe it will get some proper advanced pack shots in future.
Nice, nice. So as soon as you get home, you're going to try it out.
Yes, of course.
Are you going to go to the convention center now and check out all the stuff there?
Yes.
Cool. Right.
So we had been at the sofa yesterday, and today we just checked the West Hall with all the post-production stuff, and let's see if it's something cool we will find.
Nice, nice. Well, thanks so much, Baron. Okay, cool. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thanks. Absolutely. So what's your name? Where are you from again?
My name's Chris. I'm from Ketchikan, Alaska, originally.
Yeah.
Work in LA now, been there for a long time.
Oh, nice. And this is your first NAB, right?
First NAB. It's pretty awesome. It's huge. The convention is massive.
Did you get a chance to go to the convention floor, right, already?
I did on the first day. Went there and I got lost for about 4 hours just walking around. It's pretty cool.
Nice. And so you just got done with Sanon's class a little bit earlier, right? What did you think about that? Without giving too much away, what were some of like your best points?
It's great. It's really awesome just to watch artists do what they do, because I don't really get a chance to see that often. So seeing people take something and how they do it and how they work on it means so much to be able to see different ways that things are done.
Nice. And do you have any other classes that you're going to while you're here?
Yeah, I have two more today and two tomorrow. So
nice. Which ones are those ones?
I just grabbed everything I could real quickly. I forget what some of them are. One's color theory with, and another one's, I kind of forgot what they were.
But you have two more classes though that you're going to be doing, so that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. No, that's good. Well, I'm glad you were able to do them, though. Thank you so much for coming out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to appear. It's great to, you know, get involved and see what these guys are doing, because it's awesome.
Nice, nice. Well, glad you could meet.
Thank you.
So all we're doing on input, and we can do that in a variety of ways. When we input, all we have to do is tag, color tag, and we can do this in the import module.
Randy, how are you doing today?
Doing all right. How are you guys?
Oh, my gosh. It's Tuesday, I think, but if anything, you guys have been scrambling around, getting everything ready at the Palazzo. Look at this view, by the way. I keep coming here and going to this window and looking at this view. This is great. 47th floor in the Palazzo. This is amazing. So I was going to ask you, how has your NAB been so far as you pry your eyes open?
Yeah, it's been a busy week. We've had a lot of great people showing up. We've had over 100 people from 13 countries swing by. So, yeah, the parties went well, dinner's well, and we're on day two of classes, and so far so good.
Speaking of classes, what's the class that you're teaching today, and can you give a little description about it?
Yeah, today's Mastering Color Management, and, you know, it's designed to try and help artists avoid staying late and going, you know, working weekends. So we're going to cover some fundamentals and basics and using ACES to get out of color spaces and some tips and tricks to help you on your day.
Awesome. All right, thank you so much, Randy.
You're welcome.
So what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Denley. I'm from Buffalo, New York, but I live in Los Angeles now.
Oh, nice.
And,
cool. there's a lot of us here that are from there. So.
Yeah.
How long have you lived there?
I have lived in Los Angeles for 7 years, I think.
Oh, nice.
6 or 7 years.
Oh, nice. Yeah. How long have you been using Flame?
I was first introduced to Flame probably like 5 years ago. I was hired to be an archivist at a post house, and that involved like running 10 Flame archives at night, just like going around each machine and like kicking them off. And then so that was kind of my first introduction, was just like doing archives and like simple stuff like that. And then started learning more like how to conform, and then graduated to actually doing shots.
Nice. That's good. So you just took one of the classes just a little bit ago. Which one was that?
That was the class with Andy called like 2D and 3D stabilizing techniques.
What were some of the things that you really liked about that class?
Probably my favorite thing was he brought in a 3D camera track on this like drone, I don't know, sky shot of like this neighborhood or whatever, and was able to add a second camera to the scene, like aimed at what he wanted to work on, and like that was like a way of isolating it with like a 3D camera track, which was interesting. I never saw that before.
Are you going to be able to go to the showroom floor at all today?
Yeah, I went yesterday, and then I think I'm going to go again today.
Is there anything specific or any of the halls that you want to go to, you want to check out today?
I spent most of my time in like the software side yesterday, so I'll probably look at more of like the actual camera stuff. Not that I would use it, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you enjoyed the class.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks. So, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Andrew Miller. I'm from Los Angeles.
Yay! Another LA person. Nice. Awesome. Nice. So what class did you just take a little bit ago?
I just took the stabilizing in 2D, 3D, and with motion vectors class with Andy.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. How did you like it?
I loved it. It was great. I especially was fascinated by some of the motion vector tricks, which I had totally never seen before. Nice.
So what's like one big takeaway besides motion vectors that you loved about it?
I liked the whole concept of just giving yourself a flat working space to work to you know, do whatever cleanup or insert you might need to do, but also to give you the flexibility to do other fixes down the road when clients inevitably tell you they want more stuff done or they want the fix different.
Would you recommend this class?
I absolutely would.
Nice, nice. All right, well, thank you so much, Andrew.
Thank you.
And that's a wrap for NAB 2024 in Las Vegas. Continue to check out logic.tv for the latest and greatest of all things Flame, and also our Logic Live YouTube channel for new episodes every Sunday. Hope to see you next year. This episode of the Logic Podcast is brought to you by Logic Academy Pro. Learn, connect, advance with Autodesk Flame. Check out logicacademypro.com to see the amazing educational offerings that we have.